Hi, Home Care. This is Javi. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling to find out about aid assistance for getting a home health aid.
For yourself or for a family member?
It's actually for my mother. She lives with me. I have an aide that comes out during the daytime because I work. One of the things that I'm experiencing, and I have since found out, and it's becoming a bit much, is that she does not sleep at nighttime at all.
So you said you
And
do have you say you do have an aide, and she's not. That's what I'm understanding.
the
It's just
aide
not good.
comes in the daytime. The aides work in the morning from like 9 to 5:30. I get off at 5 o'clock. I get home. They leave, and then they don't come back until 9 in the morning. The problem for me is she's not sleeping that night. So I was trying to see how do I go about, or is it possible to get assistance with for her at nighttime?
So maybe what we can do is maybe you can have only at night, or maybe you can become her caregiver and get paid for helping her, because that's why we do,
What's what you do?
that you can get, like that you can that you can be your family member's caregiver and get paid.
Okay, but how would I go about that?
So we're the agency that does it. Like, we help you apply, and we work with Medicaid.
Okay. So Medicaid, is it Medicaid or Medicare? What, she has both. She has Medicaid and Medicare.
Okay, so we work with Medicaid. So let me check about her Medicaid is active. Let me see. Do you have her date of birth and her first and last name so I can check her Medicaid?
2654.
So it's February 6, 1954?
Yeah.
Okay, and what is her first name?
Barbara, Barbara. Yeah, regular Barbara. Barbara.
So Barbara.
A.
Barbara, okay. And the last name?
Yeah. Tariq, TARIQ.
TARQ?
TARIQ.
IQ, okay. Everything sounds perfect with the Medicaid. So let me see. Let me just confirm the address. Is it on Stephen Jones Avenue?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, just hold on, let me see. Okay, just hold on. Okay, with what agency are you?
With who?
With what agency are you now, currently?
Oh, Jesus, what agency are we using? New beginning. And I'm not wanting to stop or change that because I have to work during the day. I'm just trying to see about additional.
Additional. So actually, like, we're actually like just a different home care and we do the same thing. So I'm not sure that we can do that. We don't do overtime, which is like you can't have like overtime. If she has every day, like during the day, 8 hours, you only do like 40 hours a week. Like Medicaid doesn't approve more than that.
Medicaid doesn't approve more than that. Okay,
So
Medicaid. And so
maybe you wanna switch to our agency. How much like do you have a good aide?
I do. I have two good aides. I have one that works during the week, Monday through Friday, and the other one works on Saturday and Sunday.
So we're actually a different home care. Maybe you want to switch to our agency.
Well, I think that would be totally up to them. Like, I wouldn't want to. I've had both of them for now for 2 years. So that's, a real good lesson to have the same workers for.
So maybe you ask the caregiver if they want to start working with. You can ask them how much they make from that agency, how much money they get. Maybe we can give them more so they can switch
Oh,
over with their
okay.
patient.
Now that sound now, they might like that. If how much are you paying?
So usually we start with $15 an hour and we give like a $100 sign up bonus. Yeah.
Well, I can definitely tell you she get paid. I know they get paid more than that when New Beginnings because 15 an hour is what I pay them when I have them when they work over their 8.5. For the over the extra time that they may spend or if they come in the evening and work out. That's what yeah. So that.
Okay, so maybe we can try like to see if Medicaid is gonna approve it
See if they approve what.
to have at night another caregiver.
Well, do you guys pay for sick time and vacation time? I don't know. I'm just asking. This is my field. I'm just trying. Because
I'm not
I've
sure,
heard.
but we pay weekly and we pay bonuses. I'm not sure about that. That you would have to speak to the coordinators that they take care.
Okay. Oh boy. Okay. You've answered some questions that I have. I just really have to see because yeah, the whole I'm trying to figure out how do I go. How do, 'cause so the thing is, I don't want to go through New Beginnings when I move forward. That's why I'm reaching out to you guys because I only stay with them this long because I have the workers that are working for me, but the company themselves, so I may talk to them, see if they're interested in switching companies because I'm not there. Long story, I don't even want to talk about it.
It might be that
I'm
we can give
over it.
them more, but we start with 50, and it might be that maybe it can go up, you know, but it's what we
Okay.
start. We give them a
That's what I
bonus.
learned of.
Yeah.
So I will give you a call. I will give you a call back at this number.
Okay, so take my direct phone number. This is just the main number. You can take my direct phone number. It's 314
Okay, 314.
501
Okay.
2511.
501
2511.
251. And what's
And
your name?
my name is Javi, Chavie.
Okay. I will spell your name again.
Just hold on.
C-A.
My name, it's Chavie.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. I
We'll
will
be in
give you
touch.
okay.
Yeah.
20 minutes. Okay.
Okay.
314.
Bye-bye.